like to share some thoughts that point to our call to fruitful living. How do you measure success in your life? Many of us measure the fruitfulness of our lives by how many activities we're involved in. How many times have you heard this statement? He or she is at church every time the doors open. I'm not saying that church attendance and lots of it is not important, but we need to be really careful that church attendance is not all there is in how we measure what God has called us to do. Remember, who and what you are outside of the church is just as important as what you do inside the church. Let's talk about growing in the fruit of the Spirit. John 15, 1 through 5 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The true vine here is Jesus, and we as Jesus' followers are the branches. Why do the branches need the vine? Well, for life, for nourishment, for support. Same as, you know, we as the branches, we need Jesus. We need him for life, to nourish us, to support us. We as Jesus followers need Jesus for all these reasons, for life through salvation, for nourishment from his word, for support to hold us up and give us strength to carry on his work. Abiding in Jesus means to live with him, be steadfast in him, never leaving him. Jesus abiding in us is when we ask Jesus for forgiveness of our sins and ask him to give us salvation. He comes then into our lives and he's there forever. There will never, ever be separation on Jesus' part. He will live in us for eternity. We cannot produce fruit without Jesus living in us. Fruit meaning leading people to salvation through Jesus, teaching his word, preaching his word, discipling others for them to become more like Jesus. None of these fruits can be produced without Jesus. Remember, it said, for apart from me, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. I was going to go on today into talking about the fruits of the Spirit, but I really believe that God wants us to think about these verses for the next week. Read them over and over. Meditate on them. Ask God to reveal to us the message he has so clearly shared with us. Then ask ourselves if we are truly a branch that produces fruit. Do we draw nourishment from the vine, Jesus? Are we being a fruit producer and being pruned to produce more fruit? Or are we in danger of being cut off and thrown into the fire? A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Todd told us that statistics say that only 50% of people sitting in church on Sunday will be raptured when Jesus comes back. That is a very, very sad fact. I say that to say this. It is crucial that we are more intentional about producing fruit. We must urgently get to know those around us enough to know that they know Jesus. Just because someone is in the church every time the door is open doesn't mean they are a child of God. Get to know the people in your pew. Learn what their God story is. Be a branch that produces the most beautiful fruit. But don't stop there. When fruit, new believers, begin to form, our work is not done. We are to continue helping that fruit grow with the help of the vine, with the help of Jesus, until that fruit ripens and is ready to begin their own branch of producing fruit. Jesus didn't just teach his disciples for the sake of their knowledge. He taught them so they would be more like him, and so that the work and teaching of Jesus, would be multiplied over and over again until the day Jesus comes back for his children. Let's make sure more than 50% of our church family is ready for that day. May God bless you always and in all ways.